Hello and welcome to the February 22nd episode of This Week in Kirkland, the official podcast of the City of Kirkland, bringing you timely topics and noteworthy news delivered to you every week. I'm your host, Jim Lopez, one of two deputy city managers here at the city, joined today by two members of our podcast team.
Kate Ryan.
And Anthony Girardi.
As well as our special guest, Jeremy Jones. Welcome, Jeremy.
Hey, everybody. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're very excited to have you.
Right on.
You're here to talk about the Green Kirkland Partnership,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty awesome. But before we do, here are the topics we're covering this week.
A few announcements, including a new addiction treatment program at the Kirkland Justice Center, appreciating the women of the Kirkland Police Department, and a recap of the last city council meeting.
And we have ways to get involved, including how to provide feedback on transportation priority projects and how to get involved with ARCH, a regional coalition for housing.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Plus an opportunity to learn more about the housing element of the comprehensive plan. But first, the city wants to hear your thoughts on the November 2023 Parks ballot measure. We want community feedback on the interests and priorities of a community pool in Kirkland.
Yeah, you can take a brief survey online by February 26th.
And as always, you can find that information in our show notes.
Now, the Kirkland Justice Center has begun its new addiction treatment program. Last fall, Kirkland City Jail received nearly $1.3 million in federal funding to establish a new comprehensive substance use treatment program.
Wow, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, the program began just earlier this year, January 16th. The treatment program aims to reduce repeat offenses, overdose cases, and tragic impacts of substance use in our community by offering things like on-site treatment, support services, reentry planning, and more.
Yes, that's great. Great. So February 2024 marks an unforgettable milestone for the Kirkland Police Department. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the most female officers our agency has ever had.
That's pretty cool. Better for it, for sure.
Yeah, 20 dedicated and multi-talented super women. We are so proud to have these 17 police officers and three corrections officers represent KPD when they are out serving our community with honor, integrity, and courage.
Indeed. If you're interested in joining these community role models, well, check out our KPD open police jobs.
Yes, always check that. We are always hiring.
Mm-hmm.
The Kirkland Fire Department's Fill the Boot was a great success. We talked about that on the podcast.
We did.
Thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone who contributed to this annual fundraising effort that benefits the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Now, next month, these same firefighters will keep the fundraising going by taking part in the annual LLS Firefighter Stair Climb, the world's largest stair climb competition at the tallest building in Seattle, Columbia Center.
We should broadcast the podcast from the top of that. Like when the
clearance might be tough.
Yeah.
That's right. The reception's going to be great, though.
It'll be amazing. And if they can do the interview without, like, you know,
they might be a little out of breath.
Yeah, a little heavy breathing there, I think.
This equipment's going to be heavy taking up the stairs, too, Jeff.
Yes. So oh, we have to climb, too. Yeah, good point. If you're interested in becoming a firefighter, well, you can join the Kirkland Fire Department. More information in our show notes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, the last meeting of the Kirkland City Council was on Tuesday, February 20th. Here's what happened. On the business agenda, council received a briefing on a draft bond ordinance. Now, this has to do with the Transportation Benefit District capital projects and fire stations construction and renovation. We have a few of those.
One or two. Council also adopted the 2024-2026 planning work program.
And council received a briefing on the Juanita and Kingsgate neighborhood plan updates. They also received an update to the city's 2024 state legislative agenda.
Now, prior to the business agenda, in the study session, the council discussed downtown parking,
as well as Kirkland Teen Union building operations.
And don't forget, council meetings are streamed live on the city's YouTube channel, our Facebook page, and on the city website.
Yes. So make your voice heard on affordable housing funding and programs by joining the ARCH Community Advisory Board. What is that, Kate?
Well, ARCH is a regional coalition for housing, and this volunteer board consists of 12 to 15 residents and housing professionals that work with ARCH to evaluate local housing funding proposals and increase awareness of housing issues on the east side.
And as always, you can find out more info on ARCH on their website and on our show notes.
Yes.
Very nice.
So on the topic of housing, you can learn about the city's housing plans as part of Kirkland's 2044 comprehensive plan. It's that time of year again to do our comprehensive planning. So tonight, the Planning Commission, we're recording on Thursday, will receive an update from staff on draft policies for the 2044 comprehensive plan housing element updates. Theme of the show, housing.
Mm-hmm. Housing, yeah, indeed. Community members interested in learning more about how the city is planning for housing growth over the next 20 years. This is big. Well, you can tune into the Planning Commission or watch it recorded afterward. And there will be a public hearing actually later this spring, so you can learn up now.
Yeah, so we really want your feedback. There is 1 week left to provide feedback on our transportation projects as part of the Transportation Strategic Plan. Now, we had Kim Scrivener on last week.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And she talked about the plan and their new awesome mapping tool.
Yeah, so you can help us prioritize our list of transportation projects to improve traffic and safety in the city over the next 20 years. Give us your thoughts on sidewalks, bike lanes, transit, intersections, and more using our new Kirkland Transportation Project Engagement Map tool by February 29th.
Yeah, so get that in there. February 29th is coming.
Yeah, leap year.
Right around the corner. Yeah. So if you're looking for a weekend event, Kate.
Well, you can watch Black Panther Wakanda Forever at our Wheels and Reels this Saturday at Juanita Park.
Big fun.
Good movie.
And that brings us to our 5 in 5. 5 questions, 5 minutes, approximately.
Ish.
Yeah.
With our special guest, Jeremy Jones. Welcome, Jeremy.
Welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, yes. It's great to have you. Now, you're a Green Kirkland Partnership Program Coordinator. What do you do?
Yeah. So I work in the Parks Department, Parks and Community Services Department, and I help engage the community to restore the health of our forests in over 500 acres of natural area parkland.
Oh, wow.
So this is, think forests, streams, wetland areas. Mm. And we've got these little pockets all across the city.
Yeah.
And it's actually most of our parkland, most of our parks is actually natural area.
Oh,
so we've got these hardworking folks out there volunteering, and I help work with them, as well as our hardworking trees, which are doing all these great things and providing all these wonderful services for us.
So you're caring for so many of the places and spaces that make our city so beautiful.
Exactly.
And livable.
Yeah, and really, I really help engage others to do that and our wonderful community to come out and participate in that. So it's a really wonderful program, and I'm really lucky to be a part of it.
So you're going to talk a little bit about the new steward orientation. But before we get there, I have a couple of questions.
Oh, man.
So how'd you come to the city of Kirkland?
Yeah, so I joined the city staff in 2017.
Yeah.
And prior to coming to the city, I was really aware of the Green Kirkland program. And I was really aware that the city and really the community was really supportive of community-based stewardship of natural lands.
Yeah.
So I'd worked way back in 2006 at Juanita Bay Park, one of our gems of a park, as a contractor. And so I had met some of the wonderful community members who cared so much about these areas. And when the opportunity came up to join the staff, I thought, wow, this is the team you want to be a part of.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you knew about the program, and that's the thing that attracted you to come
Correct.
To the city.
Yeah. I knew about the program, and I knew about the commitment from the city, and then also just the community love for these spaces and for the programming.
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat.
So our next question is, what is a favorite thing? I have a suspicion.
I think I know what this question is.
What is a favorite thing about the city of Kirkland for you?
Well, one of my favorite things about the community here is that folks are super giving. Yeah. And super caring. We see high rates of volunteerism that you don't see necessarily
in
other
areas.
It is. People come out. They show
up.
They
care.
And they care. And I think there also is a strong identity of those in the city and those in the community to the landscape here, to the trees, the water that make this a beautiful place to live, work, and play. And so seeing all these folks step up is super motivating, those that can. And they really care so much and they give back.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's one thing to experience and know how critical these spaces are to making our city so beautiful, but it's another thing to take accountability and responsibility to make sure they are maintained and they flourish. You know, there's that community stewardship. I mean, your program is.
Yes, spot on word. Yeah,
that our community kind of embraces.
Oh, totally.
Yeah,
and I think it's about love, and it's a reflection of that love. They love this. Yeah. They love this place, and it's a reflection of the community. How we treat these areas is how we treat each other, and how we respect ourselves. And there's this wonderful reciprocity where folks here are really trying to give back and make this place even better to live in.
I love that. I have a new tagline for you.
Oh, yeah.
The Green Kirkland Partnership, a love letter to the city.
Ooh.
How about that?
Yeah.
So you're here to talk about the new steward orientation for the partnership. Tell us about that?
Yeah, so our program engages the community to restore over 500 acres of natural area parkland in Kirkland Parks. And one way we achieve this is by hosting volunteer stewardship events across our parks. At these events, we do things like control invasive weeds, which are preventing our new baby trees from growing up.
And we
plant native trees and shrubs. So key to this effort is this group of ongoing, dedicated volunteers called Green Kirkland Stewards.
So what are the stewards? Mm. What's their role?
Yeah, so the stewards are volunteers, and they are trained by our program and supported by our wonderful Parks Department. And they lead habitat restoration events in our parks.
So the stewards kind of take responsibility for the volunteers there.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They each lead in their own park. A lot of them live in the neighborhood or nearby.
Yeah, sure.
And so we give them a little bit of framework, a little grounding on how to do the best practices for this work. And that's really what the new steward orientation is all about. It's if you're interested in being leading some of these activities out in your parks, if you're excited about a park space, come and join the orientation. And we host in spring and we host in fall.
Now, Jeremy, do you have to have a green thumb to be part of the Green Stewards?
Oh, man.
Yeah. I have the opposite is.
Yeah. I'm listening intently to this.
Yes, yes. Hey, Jim's been out there with us, man.
I've been out there.
Nice.
No. If I can do it, Anthony.
Roll up my sleeves, get a little dirty.
Okay. Yeah. We'll give you the green shirt. And
That makes up for the green thumb.
I'll look the part.
Yes. You can look the part. Yeah. Well, I think people are surprised. We do a whole lot of weeding. So if you're good at... You're on pulling plants outside, I've got a job for you.
There's a role for everybody.
Right. There is a spot for everybody. Yeah, totally.
So how do you get involved? What's the method to get involved and the dates?
Yeah. So you can visit our website, greenkirkland.org, points you right to the city's website for the Green Kirkland Partnership. Mm-hmm. And our new steward orientation is two small online sessions, and then the most fun is getting out in the field.
Yeah.
So you get out in the field with somebody on a Saturday, and orientation online sessions are Tuesday, March 14th and Thursday, March 21st. So it's online on Zoom. We give you an introduction to the program. And if you have any interest at all, you just want to kind of figure out what this is about, see if it's a good fit, I encourage folks to attend that first session as an informational bit.
Sure.
And then I'll get you hooked. You'll get excited.
Yeah,
there
you go.
And then when you meet the other stewards, you're in. And then the Saturday, March 23rd, is the fun field session where you learn about controlling some of these invasive plants, so pulling out blackberry, pulling out ivy, and then doing some of the other great habitat restoration techniques.
Great.
So all hands-on there on that Saturday. And after that, you can apply to be a steward, or you can just take that knowledge and join one of our events. There's a sort of a level of mentorship that happens in the program.
You join up
with somebody who already is real busy in the program, and you get to keep going. So
great stuff.
Awesome. Yeah.
And of course, we'll have all that in the show notes.
In the show notes, of course.
Yeah. So wonderful, Jeremy.
Yes.
Before we move on, I have one last question.
Sure.
Do you have a favorite movie, show, book, something you're watching you'd like to share with our audience?
Yeah. So I have two I want to share, that's why this always goes over. I apologize. But the first is sort of work-related. One of the books I read during the pandemic was Eager, The Surprising Secret Life of Beavers
Eager.
And Why They Matter.
The Eager Beavers.
The Eager Beavers, exactly, which is what I usually remember the title as.
Yes.
And that's by Ben Goldfarb. And it is just a wonderful book that blends science, stories of science, and how we may be able to coexist and even partner with beavers.
Oh, interesting.
An animal that changes their environment almost as much as we do. And it goes through the science, but also the heart. It gives some stories about these folks that are like way into trying to coexist and preserve and understand how beavers can be co-partners in habitat restoration.
I mean, they're architects.
Okay.
They're brilliant. And they can work faster in some ways. They work all night. I mean, they do night shift, and so
they're very productive.
They're super
architects and builders.
Yeah. Nature civil engineers.
Yeah, totally.
Jeremy, I'm intrigued. That sounds really great.
Yeah. It's a great book, and I think it can change your mindset a little bit about, how we coexist with these wonderful neighbors. And there's beavers in our parks
So number two,
also discovered during the pandemic times is the film Stop Making Sense. This is a concert film about with the Talking Heads.
Ah.
And it is just a joyous romp of energy. And it's just a band having fun. They weren't even on my radar as a band that I liked. Yeah. But man, it is just a cool movie.
Oh, and gotta check that out.
Well shot and just exciting. Yeah. Turn it on and I dance with my 6-year-old.
There you go.
You know, she dances better than I do.
Okay, stop making sense. The Talking Heads were great.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. I'm so glad you brought up some music.
Yeah. Music and a film.
Music and a film.
There you go.
You got it all going.
Yeah. Just get dinner and you're all set.
So, Jeremy, so before we let you go, we're hoping you can stick around for our pop quiz.
Of course.
It's a multiple choice trivia. One of these answers has a green thumb, while the others wilt in the windowsill, which means we just made them up. Okay, so option A, Arbor Day was almost called Sylvan Day, coming from the Latin word silva, meaning of the forest or woodland.
Okay. That sounds factual.
Option B, at 2.2 million acres, Yellowstone National Park is the largest national park in the United States.
Sounds pretty big.
Just a little bit bigger than a Kirkland Park.
Just one or two acres.
Sounds right to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Option C, if a tree falls in a Kirkland forest, Jeremy, then a member of the Green Kirkland Partnership team will certainly hear its sound.
Ooh. Nice.
That also philosophy major, that one resonates.
Yeah. It's got to be right, right?
Yeah. I think this is a trick. They're all right.
I think it's pretty clear it's option C. That's. It will hear its sound and document it.
Is that part of the orientation?
Yes.
Hear its sound, document it, and make it better.
Replace it with a new tree. Yeah.
Well, I think we're going to have an appeal on this one because the answer is A.
Hmm. Oh, interesting. Oh, okay.
It was J. Sterling Morton who decided against Sylvan Day because he wanted to include all types of trees, not just forest trees.
Oh,
inclusive.
Thoughtful.
Now,
yeah.
For B, the largest national park, that would be Wrangell St. Elias National Park and Preserve in Alaska.
Of course.
And that's right. It's called the Alaska Surprise. Like, you can't forget Alaska.
That's state flower out of there.
That's right. It's pretty big up there. And bucolic. At 13.2 million acres, it's larger than Yellowstone and Yosemite.
And the country of Switzerland, all combined.
Wow. So just a little bit bigger than Winnie the Bay Park.
Yes.
Let's just go ahead and throw in Switzerland for a fact.
But yes,
which is apparently true. And of course, option C is correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Having worked with these folks, I would agree. Yeah.
Well, you have to go out there to the orientation
to find out. Yeah.
And then you can, it's part of a recruitment.
Supersonic arbor ears.
Yes.
Right.
Jeremy Jones, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you all for having me back.
Really
appreciate it.
And hey, everyone, don't forget to provide transportation feedback on our interactive map.
Yes. And that does it for this week. You've been listening to This Week in Kirkland. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. Special thanks to Mike Connor, Chris Peterson, David Walbrick, and Sue Romero. Thank you all for your behind-the-scenes magic. Our next episode is February 29th. Until then,
stay connected, Kirkland.